next, all the headlines and developing stories on BBC Newsroom Live, and join us later for the BBC News at 1.
Listening to BBC Newsroom Live now with a special report. Several sources in Downing Street have just confirmed Margaret Thatcher has passed away at the age of 87. Oscar Brookseter with a special report on her legacy.
Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith. And where there is despair, may we bring hope.
This is how Margaret Thatcher will be remembered by many. She was born in 1925 in Grantham, Lincolnshire, where she spent a rather usual youth. Her stunning career in politics began after she graduated from Somerville College in Oxford in 1947. She decided to join the Conservative Party, the Tories. In 1949, she met her husband, Dennis Thatcher, with whom she would have two children. Quickly, she became Member of Parliament and soon was named Education Secretary. When she was elected leader of the Tories in 1975, she was only a stone's throw away from fulfilling her dream. In 1978, she finally became the first female Prime Minister of Great Britain. Thatcher would hold that office for more than 11 years until she had to leave Downing Street in 1990. Her government's policies profoundly shaped Great Britain and still do today. A wealthy Britain, a powerful Britain, but also a deeply divided Britain that is coined by social inequality, high youth unemployment and discrimination. Especially her welfare policies are still well known all over the country. When Thatcher became Prime Minister, Great Britain was in a bad shape. The unemployment rate was steadily increasing, and as a consequence, social expenses were exploding. The state's debt made inflation rise to 17%. After Thatcher had been sworn into office, things began to change. She made people have hope and faith again. In an effort to boost the economy, she advised her government to interfere with the market as little as possible, creating an almost entirely free market. She introduced legislation to disempower labor unions, prevent strikes, and to privatize state assets. Her administration decided to cut funding of the welfare state, upsetting the poor and the workers. But her policies seemed to work. By 1985, inflation had decreased to less than 4%. Furthermore, the government was able to reduce its debt significantly and could even lower taxes. Still, the unemployment rate didn't change at all. In fact, there was more homelessness, poverty, and social inequality because of the welfare funding cuts. Her way of governing is known as Thatcherism and has been pursued by many governments all over the globe ever since. Because of her welfare policies, Thatcher was called the Iron Lady. A nickname she would prove right in 1982 when the Argentinian military invaded the British Falkland Islands in South America. Thatcher quickly and unexpectedly started a successful counter-offensive. Her military leadership was respected and loved all over the country and was probably the reason for her re-election. Still, in 1990, she knew that it was time to step down and make place for a new Tory Prime Minister, as the pressure within her party had grown significantly over the years. She became a member of the House of Lords and still had a great influence on her party. In 2002, she decided to completely retire from politics and her public appearances became fewer. Today, Margaret Thatcher died of a stroke. She is leaving behind a unique political legacy, and her policies will be remembered for years to come. Even though many didn't agree with her way of governing, she was a respected leader both domestically and internationally, whose policies have shaped Britain for all eternity.